Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Peter Schrager, Fox Sports NFL reporter, got his cheat sheet on Fox Sports' app. A lot of stuff happening today. So, were you shocked? Do you think Tampa shocked? What do we make of the Brady retirement around the league? What are your sources telling you?
Yeah, Saturday came and it felt like a bomb was being dropped, but I think there was a lot of feelings after that Rams loss that might have been it for Tom Brady. A, he was referencing his family a lot and some of the things he wanted to do, and B, I got the feeling from the Tampa Bay guys that Brady wasn't giving them that much assurance that, hey, we're going to run it back next year. It's going to be done. So when Saturday comes out and the news gets released and there's 100 retweets, then there's a debate of should the reporters have done that? Is it not right to do that? And that was a whole journalism conversation. But now that it's already Tuesday, I'm not going to say I'm over the Brady retirement talk, Colin, but it's like it feels like we've been talking about this now for 2 whole weeks and specifically 72 straight hours when ESPN announced it. A lot of people were like, ESPN jumped the gun. Did they jump the gun or was he retiring? And a couple of reporters were like, I don't work for Tom Brady. I'm kind of announcing that he's retiring because I know on fact he is. And guess what? He is.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You look around what's happening to the league right now, and a lot of young coaches, a lot of offensive guys. So Harbaugh's name is thrown out there. Minnesota. And I had Bill Polian on earlier. He was 44-19. I'd hire him. He puts Michigan, his alma mater, in a really tough spot. The hiring cycle's complete. There's not a lot of options for head coach. What do you make of it? A lot of people have suggested he's just mad at Michigan. What do you make of the Harbaugh situation?
There's a little other wrinkle, too, because they have that 34-year-old wunderkind defensive coordinator, McDonald. Guess what? The Ravens fired Wink Martindale, and they hired him. So that wunderkind that we talked about for the entire college football season, 34-year-old defensive genius for Michigan, he's now working for the Ravens. Yeah. So it's not like there's this heir apparent that you're like, hey, here we go. He already left. So Harbaugh's got him in a bind, obviously, and I don't know what the contract numbers are and what he's looking for, but there is serious interest in Minnesota. Look, Kwesi, who's the new general manager, first got to the league, and his first boss was Jim Harbaugh, and I don't think this is just a favor to Harbaugh. You wouldn't go through with the formal interview process. You wouldn't announce that he's a finalist if he wasn't really being in consideration. I will believe it when I see it, that he's actually going to leave Michigan to go be the head coach of the Vikings, or that the Vikings are really going to hire a 41-year-old Princeton general manager who has a completely unorthodox style to how he got to his job, coming from the, you know, more of the analytics and the non-football personnel side, and then his first hire be Jim Harbaugh, old school football, traditional, let's go and smash him in the mouth idea. Like, I don't know. I do know that this is a legitimate thing, and the Wilfs are interested in spending as much money as it takes to get the right coach. I'm just not sure Harbaugh for the Vikings is the right fit.
All right. Years ago, I asked Dave Wannstedt, I said, what's the key to an NFL job? And he said, number one owner, number two owner, number three owner. You can't overcome an owner if he's impatient. A prime example is, if you go look at Dave Wannstedt's 4 years in Miami when he got the job, and Mike Tomlin's 4 years in Pittsburgh, it's the same record. Dave made the playoffs several times. Miami's never quite been the same since Wannstedt left, but the ownership, Wayne Huizenga, gets rid of him. So I look at Josh McDaniels, who was the heir apparent to 70-year-old Bill Belichick. He didn't need the money. He was the highest-paid coordinator. This is not a great ownership job in terms of, you know, I'm not saying it's the worst, but are you surprised he took the Raiders' job? What do you make of the hire?
Unless you're working with one of your best friends. Dave Ziegler is the key name here. Dave Ziegler was hired as the general manager of the Las Vegas Raiders. Dave Ziegler was a college teammate of Josh McDaniels. When Josh McDaniels got the job for the Denver Broncos at the young age of 32, he was able to assemble his staff. One of his first hires was his old college teammate, Dave Ziegler. These guys have been in New England all this time together. And when Ziegler interviewed for that Raiders job, Mark Davis reportedly asked him, who would be your dream coach if you could hire anyone? And he's like, Josh McDaniels, and I think he would come to join me. So Mark Davis, now, I don't know the right term here because I think people are very dismissive of Davis. I'll tell you this, he loves the Raiders and he doesn't meddle. He's not one of these guys that's going to come in after a loss and be like, well, why isn't the other running back in? Or after a situation in the offseason, a draft pick, come in and be like, I actually like the wide receiver from TCU more. A lot of these owners, they do. They fancy themselves as football executives and personnel men also. That's not Mark Davis. He is so proud of that silver and black. He's got a commitment to excellence, all that stuff. But I think for McDaniels, it was time to leave New England. He probably looked at that situation, said the big guy's not leaving anytime soon, or at least that he's been telling me. And one of these days, one of these head coaching jobs is going to be the right fit to go with Dave Ziegler, who he's known literally for 30 years. I think that's a great place and a great fit for him. I'm excited to see what Josh does in his second opportunity as a head coach. And I know everyone kills him for the Indianapolis thing, leaving him at the altar. As Chris Carter has said to me, what if it wasn't the right chick? Like, that was it. Like, what if they met and there was all that and it just did not feel right? Like, and I think that's what the situation was in Indianapolis. Once he thought it out, him and Ursay, that wasn't the right fit.
A Super Bowl story that Peter Schrager loves is what?
Eric Weddle. Can we get in on Eric Weddle? Colin, this is a great story. 37 years old, out of football for 2 years. They sign him when they have Jordan Fuller go down with an injury. And I'm telling you, speaking to the Rams staff, the expectation was, we've got a huge game against the Niners. Weddle will come in. He'll coach him up during practice. And maybe he'll play. Maybe he won't. Okay, wild card round against the thing. We're going to sign him. Okay, he's going to play wild card round against the Cardinals. Maybe. He's played 61 snaps last week. He was on in the entire game this
year.
This is one of the great dudes of football. Troy Aikman called it, said he's one of the smartest defensive players the game has seen. I know that sounds like it's great hyperbole. It's not. Eric Weddle is a savant out there, and I think he has greatly helped the Rams. And now, after 2 years being retired and a great 13-year career of never sniffing a Super Bowl, he's a game away from the Lombardi. I love stuff like that.
By the way, I don't know if you remember this, Schregs, because you're a young whippersnapper, but years ago, Marty Schottenheimer, the late Marty Schottenheimer, had a 14-2 Charger team with 10 Pro Bowlers. And they had all these draft picks. And they gave them all up. And A.J. Smith, the general manager, said, there's about three guys in this draft that can make our team. They gave them all up. They just wanted Weddle. and they went and drafted him as a safety from Utah, and he came right in as a rookie on a loaded Chargers team and was great. Day one, Eric Weddle was great on a team that had LaDainian Tomlinson in his prime. It was a great Charger. It was as talented a Charger team as they've had in 50 years. So Weddle came in. He was so respected by a GM. They're like, yeah, they gave up multiple picks to move up and get Eric Weddle. Do you remember that?
They got him in the second round. He played running back, special teams, everything at Utah. Yep. Colin, if you want to do 3 hours on Eric Weddle, I'm your guy. Just tell me when.
Yep. Peter Schrager, great seeing you, buddy. Oh, by the way, just throw this out there. Garoppolo, obviously because of his injury history, I'm not giving multiple ones for Garoppolo, but I got like eight teams that don't have a quarterback. There's a market for Jimmy Garoppolo. What do you think he's worth? I thought Pittsburgh sounds really, really sharp. Is there a team I missed?
Great point.
Tampa Bay? I mean, what do you make of the Garoppolo market? What are you hearing?
I think there is a market. If Carson Wentz can go for a first-round pick as he did last year, I think there's a market for Jimmy Garoppolo. The guy just wins and is beloved by teammates. The questions are the limitations on his arm and his and in the future. He's already 30 years old. So, again, Wentz got a first. Jared Goff was traded for a bunch of firsts. I would think Garoppolo is probably either a late first or early second. And to your point, several teams. You want to talk about Washington. You want to think about Tampa now. Maybe New Orleans. There are several teams that are looking for an upgrade at quarterback, and Jimmy Garoppolo would be one.
Yeah, Tampa's a great idea. When you go from Brady, you don't want to start over necessarily, and Garoppolo knows a lot of what Tom does, the little secrets. Great seeing you, Peter.
You're the best, Colin. Thanks.
Yeah, the Garoppolo thing is fascinating. I don't know where he's going to land. There's a lot of speculation, but that's the Carson Wentz model is interesting. Wentz was much more expensive, lots of injuries, very erratic. With Garoppolo, there's injuries, not recently, and he's not necessarily erratic. He's limited. Wentz is thought of as a greater, bigger, stronger, more mobile talent. Garoppolo's limited. But I just read a story. Mike Silver had a column on Garoppolo leaving. Everybody loves Garoppolo. Like, I mean, honestly, the coaches love him. The players love him. He's the ultimate dude.
I can't wait to see how it plays out.
I really, you know, Washington, Tampa, and Pittsburgh.
A lot of teams that need a quarterback. New Orleans, the Panthers.
Here's the
Bucks, Denver.
Here's the funny thing about this. We talked about this yesterday.
Houston.
It could be very likely that he goes to a Pittsburgh or a Tampa and ends up back in the playoffs with those rosters, and the Niners have Trey Lance, who has more talent, but in that division, you know, is choppy as a first year as a starter. San Francisco watches Garoppolo in the playoffs.
It's very similar to the Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff trade, where we thought something about a particular player. A lot of people felt that McVay was elevating Jared Goff and the pieces around him, and it wasn't really, they weren't winning with him. They were kind of winning in spite of him. And Matthew Stafford was stuck in Detroit, this incredibly talented player. Well, let's swap and see if Jared Goff can elevate a team, and he can't, and Matthew Stafford is in the Super Bowl. Well, the Niners now have Trey Lance, who's essentially a rookie, with this great roster that was just in the NFC Championship game. And now Jimmy Garoppolo is going to go somewhere, and the Niners are going to do right by him.
Right. They're not going to send him to a, you know. And by the way,
they're not going to send him to a total rebuild.
Denver, Pittsburgh, Tampa are three teams with top 7-8 rosters in the league. You don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to win in those spots? You don't think he's going to go to Tampa and win that division? Look at that division.
Yeah, I'm not saying that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to go somewhere else and necessarily make it to a Super Bowl.
I'd love Pittsburgh to me. That is really interesting.
I would too. I'm not thrilled of the idea of running it with Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges this year.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Jim Harbaugh is set to have an in-person interview for the Vikings head coaching job. He reportedly expressed interest in the position in his first meeting with the team, and the Vikings feel that he is ready to make his return to the NFL. Harbaugh is expected to meet with the Vikings on Wednesday, which is also National Signing Day for prospective college football players. It's an interesting fit. Now, if Aaron Rodgers leaves and he goes there, the Vikings kind of slide into that number one spot. I know the Packers fans might have something to say about that, but you won't have a quarterback. Right. So they do, although we all think Kirk Cousins is limited. The interesting thing about Kirk Cousins, though, is he's entering the final year of his two-year $66 million deal, his extension that he signed in 2020. So he signed through the end of the 2022 season. He has a $45 million cap hit next season, which is the third highest in the NFL. It's 21.3% of Minnesota's salary cap. So it is a lot, but he is a solid quarterback. He's capable, and it's almost over. So if they do want to move on from Kirk Cousins, they aren't in this super long contract situation.
No, they're not, but they have to find the next guy.
They do have to find the next guy, yeah. But you know that if you want to move on from Kirk Cousins. Like, you could do worse than Kirk Cousins.
I would stay at Michigan for at least another year.
I would stay at Michigan as well. I don't know that any of these head coaching jobs. The Vikings, to me, is the best job available. It's the most stable situation. They do have a lot of pieces.
Yeah, it's stable. That's a good way to put it. It's a stable place.
It's a stable place. But I think there will be a better job available next year. So Brian Daboll was introduced as the new head coach of the Giants. The team said they're sticking with Daniel Jones for another season. And Daboll is embracing the task of developing a new quarterback.
There's a lot of things to like about Daniel. And we'll just take it one day at a time. We'll work with him. We'll help him get better. We'll help them be a better leader. We'll help them be everything. You know, that's our job as a coaching staff and as an organization. It takes everybody. It takes a lot to raise a quarterback, if you will. You know, and he's been around the block here these last 3 years with some different pieces. We're going to try to give him some stability and just take it from there.
Well, I wish him the very best.
I wish him the best, too. That is not stirring my soul, that situation.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Listen, I mean, we have a rule. We have some rules in this show. Yeah. Never compare anyone to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Another rule is that we were going to make our decision on Daniel Jones Thanksgiving this year.
I did, and it wasn't good.
I mean, if you look at Daniel Jones' career, it's just rather uninspiring. And one of the things that I think that we learned this weekend, particularly with Joe Burrow, is
if you don't need a perfect roster to show me you're great.
You don't. You don't need perfect anything, actually.
Justin Herbert had a coach that got fired and the second worst offensive line in the league. First game against Mahomes was a jaw dropper. Burrow's got a bad offensive line. They have outgained by the Raiders, 9 sacks against the Titans, trailed 21-3. I just don't see any improvement.
Overcome a major injury.
I just see a ceiling on a marginally athletic, marginally accurate thrower of the football.
Yeah, and it's not he's never going to play football again.
Yeah, no, he's good
but
backup.
But he's not a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
And he doesn't have 3 years to develop him either. He's got 1 year to convince us that Daniel Jones is the guy or Daniel Jones is going to be gone.
Okay.
And that's just if they're going to run it back with Daniel Jones, which by all accounts seems to be the case. But Josh Allen had growth every single year.
Yeah, Josh Allen, even his rookie year, was hurtling over defenders. Sometimes you see an artist that has so many gifts. I don't need you to be Whitney Houston, but if you walk in with some of her talent singing, I'm going to figure out a way
to refine it.
I'm going to find a songwriter and figure out a way.
We'll make you a star.
Yeah, Josh Allen's talent was, okay, it's raw, and we thought this out of college. But when you watch Kyler Murray, you got to figure out how to make it work. Because you know it can work.
Yeah.
That's what scouts and coaches do.
I think the most dangerous way to describe a quarterback that you have in the NFL today is you can win with him. That is a term that that should make you tremble if you are a fan.
Well,
you can win with him is not going to get it done at the highest level. Now, if you just want to be competitive and win some games and, you know, toy with going to the playoffs, congratulations. You got your guy. But if you're trying to win Super Bowls, you can win with him is not going to make it happen.
Right.
So Derek Carr has dealt with a ton of turmoil and turnover during his career with the Raiders, but he also had a really great year, proven as a leader on this team. But GM Dave Ziegler said he and Josh McDaniels will take some time to get set in Vegas before making any decisions on Carr's future.
I think the one thing that we all understand is there's going to be a process of us learning Derek learning us, and fitting all those pieces together. And I think that's going to be step one, is building the relationship, understanding what Derek does well, Derek understanding what Josh and the offensive staff is trying to build. And I think as that collaboration goes, then you kind of see how everything fits together.
The Raiders were 10-7 this year after dealing with a ton of controversy. Really impressive year for Derek Carr.
Hunter Renfrow, Derek Carr, Colton Miller, Josh Jacobs.
They have some pieces.
Max Crosby is your base. That's a very nice base. Now go improve the rest of the roster, especially the back end of the defense.
Here's the thing, though, if I'm Derek Carr. Because I'm much like you. I don't have a big bandwidth for drama.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah.
Like, you solve the problem. Let's get in a room and figure out the solution. I can't keep doing this over and over and over and over again. McDaniels will be the 7th different coach since Mark Davis has taken over the team, including interims.
So if Derek wants to be a little cynical, he can.
That's since 2011. Like, at one point or another, we have to acknowledge what this organization is. Now, it seems like they're lockstep and everyone's very excited about this. I hope it works out. The Raiders are an incredible brand with an incredible fan base, and Derek Carr deserves some stability.
Yeah.
But if we're having this conversation again in 3 years, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line
Jim
News.
Gray, his thoughts on Tom Brady's retirement next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Well, he's won 12 Emmys. That's 12 more than me. I knew an Emily once. I don't have any Emmys. He also is the best-selling author of Talking to Goats, which I just read probably about 6 months ago. Good fun read. He's also lives right down the street from me. How about that part of the Let's Go podcast with Tom Brady? Friend of the show, Jim Gray, is now joining us live. You know, Jim, I listen to your podcast every week with Tom. And I did say post-Thanksgiving. You know, I tried to read the subtle messages, and I thought to myself, there was a lot of family talk and stuff, and I was thinking, it's getting closer. I don't know what it is, but it's getting closer. Did you, because of your relationship, did you have a sense that this may be coming up pretty quick?
I've kind of had a feeling just this whole year after winning the Super Bowl that even though he said he wanted to play to 45, that it might be winding down. It wasn't anything that he stated, you know, in those terms, but you could just kind of sense and feel it. And, you know, it's hard to go through the process every week, and you see all the treatment that he was going on and getting from Alex Guerrero, who's been his coach and been with him for a long time, and the treatments were just getting longer and longer and harder. And you know, when you're 44 years of age and you're getting hit by Aaron Donald and Von Miller and all of these guys, it's not easy. And by the way, we had a good time. You came on the podcast with us earlier this year, so we enjoyed having you on.
You know, it's funny for Tom. I don't see him. I don't see him being an employee of. I think he's going to run a company. He's got three or four. He's done very well. He's a very aspirational guy. But where Peyton Manning's doing a lot of comedic stuff, I could see Tom really doing, you know, some. His business, his family. Do you think he'll be front and center, or do you think he may be, spend a year or two kind of doing his thing with his family?
You know, I think that he's had two loves, and he's been so fascinated with playing football and wanting to achieve excellence and then obtaining it. I think he's going to spend time with his family, and, you know, he has so many of these other interests. Excuse me. You know, he's involved with the Brady brand that was just announced, TB12, which is trying to change nutrition and pliability and help young athletes and adults go about their lives better and you know, fix their bodies and so forth. And he also has the cryptocurrency he's involved with, Autograph the company. He has 199 Productions. So he has a lot of other things going on, and they're going to take some of his time, but his family is going to take the majority of the time. Colin, he has put them in the background for a while, and they have been in his forefront. You know, they've been cheering him at every step, and he has young kids. And he said something really interesting about 2 weeks ago on Let's Go on the podcast. He said, you know, my children deserve to have the father that they need, and my wife deserves to have the husband that they need. And it can't just be about what it is that I want to do. It has to be about what we want to do as a family. So I think he was feeling that, you know, he's achieved everything he could in professional football, and his records are going to never be broken. You're a younger man than I. They won't be broken in my lifetime. I doubt in your lifetime either. And he set the bar so high, and he didn't want to miss anymore. His oldest son is 14 or 15 now, Jack, and his younger son Benny and Vivi are 3 or 4 or 5 years old, younger than that. So he didn't want to have this impressionable time like he had with his father all evaporate, and with his sisters. So it weighed on him. And Giselle, in her own right, is such a superstar, the top of her industry. She's been raising the family, and he had been all the attention had been on him and his professional life. So he knew that that dynamic had to change at some point, because he loves his family, and it's not obligatory. It's not perfunctory. He loves being with them and wants to be with them. They're great kids, and you know, they need their father. So he's making the right decision. There's nothing left to achieve, and to get beaten up at age 45 just to say you did it. Well, technically, I guess he could retire in the preseason and have made it to age 45, not having played a game, but with the actual number. And by the way, it's an arbitrary thing anyway. Who really cares, right, Colin?
Yeah. You know, you that book behind you, the bestseller, Talking to Goats, you've dealt with a lot of great athletes, obviously. I said John Elway, Roger Staubach, and now Tom Brady left with something left. There is a how you retire speaks to you. Johnny Carson's last couple of shows were elegant. Johnny was elegant. John Stewart, Seinfeld, my favorite comedians, left on top. There is something regal about this exit. It's befitting of Tom. It's you know what I'm saying? There's like, and you talk to all these greats. I don't as much. It's the way Tom should retire, I guess, is the way to put it. It feels fitting for him, right?
Well, it is a great point. He's number one in all the statistical categories, and he's probably going to lose the vote for the MVP to Aaron Rodgers, who had a great year, but it easily could have been Tom. You know, and you mentioned those names right there, and one that stands out to me, who just said it's just time, and he went out on top. You mentioned Johnny Carson. How about John Madden? John Madden won more Emmys than they've ever made, whatever the number is, 24, 25. John Madden is the most popular figure in the history of professional football. John Madden could still be calling games up until Thanksgiving of this year. Unfortunately, he passed away just after Christmas. But he could have gone on for another 10, 12 years from when he decided it was time, and he was just that great. But he left when he was at the top of his game, and he left on his terms. So, and those other folks that you mentioned, John Elway was winding down. He didn't quite have as much as Tom Brady did, but he left after winning two Super Bowls. So there is something great about that, as you say. And, you know, there is a regal quality to it that Tom said again this season, he could probably play till 45, maybe even 50, that the reason he would be leaving would not be physical. And he's proven that right. It's not because he can't perform. It's because he just doesn't want to anymore.
Jim Gray, part of the Let's Go podcast with Tom Brady and Larry Fitzgerald on Sirius XM Radio and talking to goats. It's a fun, easy read. All sorts of great stories. Best-selling author. And you can see all the Emmys behind him. If you ever need to store them somewhere, we've got space in my little grotto up the street there, Jim. We appreciate that. It's good seeing you, my man.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for having me back in the herd, Colin. Good to be with you.
All right, Jim Gray, 12 Emmys. And yeah, I think it's just people make decisions. I just like the way Brady, it's elegant, it's befitting. You know, I grew up, I always told you, I wanted to be a talk show host, not necessarily a sports host, Johnny Carson. And so a lot of my models were like Oprah. I like the way she owned her business. And Johnny Carson, I didn't grow up, like I loved Bob Costas and Al Michaels, but I grew up with a lot of my idols were non-sports people. And there's an elegance to the way a lot of those people retired. I mean, Oprah's not going to stagger at the end. It's just not it's not the way it's going to work. And I think this is a befitting of Tom Brady. It's a regal finish. Staubach had so much to offer. Elway could have played two or three more years, although John was a little beaten up. But I can remember when John Elway retired, they'd crushed Atlanta in the Super Bowl. He's running around. He had a touchdown with his legs, and Rod Smith over the top, and you're like, man, he's got something left, and it's just time. It's just broad-thinking people with lives beyond football have things to do.
Well, generally, when you're at the top of your industry, whatever it is, you're not scraping to just make an extra dollar or prove one extra little thing. Like, you've already proven everything. You've already accomplished your goal. So it's easier to go out on your terms and with a feeling of grace because you're not – it doesn't feel desperate.
Right. Need a gift that's guaranteed to wow? 1-800-FLOWERS has you covered. Order their 18-stem enchanted rose medley, $39, or upgrade to 24 red roses, $10 more. Go to 1-800-FLOWERS, click Herd, and put it in there. Offer expires Friday. And a little side note, no biggie, I guess. Caleb Williams is a USC Trojan, followed Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma. He will crush at USC. The transfer portal will allow teams now to get much better, much faster. You're seeing over the weekend, Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin landed a couple of stars. USC has landed several. So I thought Oklahoma was the second best place to go. Wisconsin, I never bought into it at all. USC, I was told on Friday, was a heavy, heavy lean. He's now going to class today, USC. Good day in the show. Good day. It's the Herd.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.